Wait.
Broadcasting from the iconic 299 Queen Street West.
Ladies and gentlemen, children of all ages,
please welcome
Virgin Mornings.
Love the mornings.
With Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
Very fun, isn't it?
Okay, let's go.
It's morning. What are you going to have? Maybe you toast a bagel? Mm. That's your key word. B-A-G-E-L. What's your favorite type of bagel, guys?
I love a cheddar bagel. From
really?
Yeah. Jax, how do you say the word bagel?
Bagel. Okay.
What do you bagel. Like, Jax? What's
I
your
like
bagel
everything
order?
Everything bagel with herb and garlic cream cheese.
Yeah.
Bagel.
Hey. Bagel. I love it. I like it double toasted.
Oh.
With a little bit of butter. That's
crunchy.
Oh, it's delish.
One toast isn't enough. I'm Adam.
No, I need double toasted. I need double toasted, and they're going to forget to cut it in half.
Oh, they always do.
Now, if you text bagel in your name to 999-999, we could be taking care of your rent for the next year. So make sure we do that for you, okay? Just text bagel, your name, 999-999. 5 minutes. Get it to us. It's Virgin Radio.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Ryan, what are you up to?
Oh, you know, just getting ready for work. Just another day.
Yeah, what do you do for work?
Construction.
We know that you work hard, and we think you should probably stop having to pay rent. Don't you agree?
I agree as well.
Well, listen, you're one step closer. Congratulations!
Yeah! That's awesome. Thank you very much.
And you're going to win $100, so coffee on you today.
Perfect. Sounds great. The guys will be happy.
And here's the thing. That could be you. At 8 o'clock this morning, we've got another keyword for you. And then at 10 o'clock afterwards, remember, it's every 2 hours on 99.9 Virgin Radio.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Yeah, movies are cool and all, but what about when they make you feel super old? This is the trailer for 13 Going on 30 with Jennifer Garner.
Oh.
What?
Now, that came out in 2004. I would have been in grade 10.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was, yeah, no.
Still one of the best movies ever.
Okay, so you saw it. I never saw it.
Oh, I've seen it so, like, I've seen it
but I remember
probably
the trailers.
Over 30 times.
I remember the trailers, and I remember everybody going to see it, and I remember that.
Incredible
film. And I was like, I'm too cool for that. I'm rock boy.
Yeah. Went to School of Rock, I'll watch that.
Yeah,
still.
Woo, Jack Black.
It's so good.
Well, do you want to feel super old?
Nope.
Because the 13-year-old in that movie is now 30.
Oh,
as of yesterday.
No. Oh, I don't like that.
The girl who plays young Jennifer Garner is now 30 years old.
Don't like that.
No, I'm not doing that math. I'm just going to live
in 1991.
No, but I mean, like, how old is Jennifer Garner? Like, the, everything's,
it doesn't matter. We don't know.
Timeless.
Oh, God.
So here's.
that makes me feel awful.
I know. What is that the worst one so far? Because there have been a few along the way.
That's
where
a bad one. That's a really, really bad
Every
one.
Time I see a modern picture of Macaulay Culkin, I'm like, oh my God.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Not because he looks bad, he looks great, but I'm like, he's not Kevin McAllister anymore.
We're coming up on the 20th anniversary of Anchorman.
Whoa.
Oh, that doesn't make me feel good.
Yeah, that's 2024.
Yeah.
Will be the 20th anniversary.
One of my favorite movies of all time, Superbad. I remember seeing it in theaters and just howling.
Yeah.
And those guys are in their 40s now.
Oh, God.
I was talking to a couple people at the gym yesterday about the Backstreet Boys, naturally, and we were saying, you know, yeah, like 1997, 1998, like when they first came out and hit it big. And then one of the girls, like one of the traders, was like, oh, 98, that's the year I was born.
Oh, no.
And I realized that she's also like 24. Like, that would make you, like 24 almost, which is like not that much younger than me, which makes me feel incredibly old.
Yes.
Yeah. It's not good to talk about numbers.
It's not.
No.
You know what's crazy about that is that she's 24.
Yeah.
So when you were 18, she would have been 9.
Yep. No, we don't have to do this. We don't have to.
Don't we?
Nope.
Virgin Mornings.
With what's trending.
And this is what's trending right now.
Match.com put out its annual Singles in America study. And here's some highlights. And it's important to note that a lot of things that happen in American dating, a lot of the time ends up happening here too. So there you go. They surveyed 5,000 people between the ages of 18 and 100.
Okay, big, broad range there.
It is. Here's the top three. You don't have to be close to be intimate anymore. 50% of young singles are open to having a long-distance relationship. But it's only appealing for young people. They're saying older folks have no interest in a long-term relationship. Yeah, they want to hold hands and smooch. Sure.
Yes, young me was open to it.
Yeah.
Old me's like, nah.
Yeah.
Not a chance.
Yeah. It's a little tricky.
I did long-distance for a year. It's hard and horrible.
Terrible.
Number two, hookup culture has taken the big hit. Only 11% of singles want to date casually. 62% say they're more interested in finding a meaningful, committed relationship.
Hey.
And the third one is, sounds like video dating is here to stay. 71% say video chatting helped them determine if they wanted to meet up in person with a date. And 47% think it helps them avoid a bad date. Over three quarters of people also say, single people, pardon me, have felt romantic chemistry during a video date.
I tried to do video dating and I just couldn't wrap my head around it. It felt so weird.
You tried it, eh?
I tried a couple of times. Like at the beginning of the pandemic, I was like meeting girls and then we'd like FaceTime or whatever, but I felt so bizarre. Also, another girl asked me to watch a movie with her shared screen and I just all of a sudden couldn't make the date.
And you would have talked over it the whole time anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah, I talked during movies, Adam, because I have questions.
Pause it. Who's that person? Wait, pause it. Who's that person?
You would have to synchronize your Netflixes too. Like, okay, everybody pause. 3, 2, 1. Okay, now I have a question.
You gotta hide your deep sighs.
I'm just curious, okay?
A survey of 2,000 people found the top things that fill us with rage. I have the top 5 here for you, and I want to see if you guys can guess anything on the list. Jax, we'll start with you.
Okay. I have no idea.
Someone doesn't let you in when there's construction and you have to merge.
Not in the top 5.
Wow.
Slow walkers.
No, but it should be absolutely number one.
People who reply to emails with K.
No.
What? Okay, give us the top 5.
People who reply all. Okay.
Number 5, people who don't say please and thank you.
Yeah.
Number 4, when you're stuck on hold and have to keep pushing different numbers to get to the right department.
Yep.
Always press 0.
Number 3, when someone thinks the rules don't apply to them. Number 2, rude people in general. And number 1, when someone cuts in line in front of you.
Oh.
Oh. Yeah. All right.
Just in general. Okay.
Yeah. Also, it's worth noting, when you're in the crosswalk and someone speeds through it without stopping, and people who chew with their mouth open also made the list, but not in the top 5.
Okay.
Toronto can see its first snowfall this weekend.
Yay!
They can't say it with 100% certainty, though. They just think it could happen. Meteorologists are saying after days of rare November sunshine and even a few 20-degree daytime highs across southern Ontario this week, a pattern change is on the doorstep for the province. Much colder weather this weekend could result in bands of lake effect snow with locally heavy snow totals possible for the traditional snow belt. It sounds like they're saying, hey, it's mid-November. Let's hedge our bets and just say it's going to snow this weekend because they don't know. But who knows? That's what's trending on TJ.
Thank you, TJ. Now, just over an hour from right now, we have for you another keyword so we can pay your rent for an entire year with 99.9 Virgin Radio. How about that?
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Who wants to hear the Jonas Brothers get completely obliterated by Pete Davidson from Saturday Night Live?
I do.
Like, kinda.
Now, they have the Jonas Brothers roast that's coming out, and it's really going to be great. A good roast is awesome. And they used to do this on Comedy Central all the time, but November 23rd, you will get the Jonas Brothers family roast. They signed up for this. They're okay with this. Kenan Thompson is the host. And here he is with Pete Davidson from the teaser.
So you're a fan? Oh, I'm a huge fan. I listen to the Jonas Brothers every time I'm in a supermarket. show some respect, okay? Nick's a legit actor now. He's won everything from a Kids' Choice Award to a Teen Choice Award. Yes. Very good. Thank you. Did you know, Nick even had a hit called Jealous? Though it would have been way more believable if Kevin was singing it.
No!
And now we understand how Pete Davidson dates everyone hot.
He's a funny boy.
That was funny.
That was pretty good.
It was very funny.
Kevin took it well.
Funny, but yeah.
Kevin took it well.
Yeah, I like when the roasts are clever. I don't like it when they're too aggressive, you know, like a couple years ago.
They can be mean.
They were just mean and like dark. And like that one's like somewhat clever at least.
I think what it is with a roast that like is the kill. The jokes have to be mean.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
But it's how they're delivered that matters, right? So like when Martha Stewart did roast, did she do the Snoop Dogg roast or she just was with Snoop Dogg up there? But anyway.
No, she roasted him, I think.
And she did like the Donald Trump roast and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. Martha has that delivery like, and that's a good thing. And she'd say something extremely mean in the Martha Stewart way and that's what made it so funny.
Justin Bieber in 2015 was still one of my favorite roasts ever.
That one was
And he kind of like, he seemed so like good. He was handling it well, but nobody knew if he did like those jokes.
That was during his, remember he was
trying to rehabilitate his image.
Yes.
Yes, right before Purpose came out. Yeah.
And there was his favorite comedians on that were Chris D'Elia and the what was the other guy's name who broke D'Elia's the name. Bill Cosby story. Like he had a bit and he broke the Bill Cosby story, like rehashed it, and then the whole Bill Cosby thing broke because of this one comedian. Hannibal Buress.
Oh, Hannibal Buress.
So Hannibal
Buress
is amazing. In the Justin Bieber roast, if you go back and watch it, you can check it out on YouTube. The Hannibal Buress part is so uncomfortable because he's like, yeah, man, I just don't like you.
Yeah.
It's like, dude, the kid's like 18. Are you out of your mind?
He's so funny. Hannibal's so funny.
He's like, I don't like your music. I don't like you. Yeah. And then it just sits there.
It's a perfect delivery.
Yeah, poor Justin. I feel bad.
Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
The debate earlier this week, and we came to a conclusion, was had Jax given up?
And we decided it was a resounding yes.
Yeah, absolutely. We did a scientific survey. You voted on it. It was your call. 999-416-872-9999. She bought these, or was going to buy these slippers, and they're called, they're the North Face, what are they called?
Black?
Mule.
Black Mule. Yeah. And they... Like a black mule, like a physical, actual mule, would look cooler than these slippers.
Adam Wilde.
And so because they look like they look like bad sleeping bags. And it was so funny. We walk in this morning. Producer Leah said to Jax, because she hadn't looked them up, she's like, girl, those are ugly. Like, they're so ugly.
You have to remember that producer Leah gasses Jax up every single day.
She's my favorite in this room, for sure.
Well, that's not hard.
Okay, first of all, ouch.
TJ and I are playing to lose that game. Yeah. Now, I think the thing you need to know here is that, you know, comfortable footwear is usually when it's like, hey, I'm in a good relationship, and they're going to love me anyway.
These are cool, guys.
Yes,
they're Crocs. They're not.
I would 100% buy these if I was single. These are a lifestyle choice.
So you put it up on your Instagram, and with your highly biased audience, how did it do?
Okay, so I got them in the mail yesterday, and they're sleeping bags for my feet. I'm very excited about them, so I put them up, and I put a poll up, and I asked the question with a picture of them, are these weird little slippers hideous or a great decision? And the results were a lot closer than I wanted them to be.
Wow, people were honest with you.
Yeah. We have 46% hideous and 54% great decision.
Wait, check it again. I just voted.
But I will say that a lot of people who voted hideous said hideous, but also a great decision. I also had a lot of mule people coming out of the woodwork. Yeah. A lot of people already
have muleys?
Yeah, there's mule culture, North Face mule culture. So when I'm cozy and you guys are cold and mean, I'm going to be happy.
Here's my question.
What?
I was thinking about this. What's the ugliest thing you own that you're comfortable wearing?
Oh.
I've got
that
some.
That was not a good sound effect.
Is that just the beginning?
I've got some things.
What's the, like, the thing you're like, man, this looks terrible, but it's so comfortable. So, like, for instance, and I know Jax's girlfriend has this, but my girlfriend has a McDonald's, because we got it as a promo thing, McDonald's cheeseburger poncho sweater.
Yeah, they're so comfortable. They're so really
now. It literally looks like a big hoodie, but it doesn't have any armholes, or it does have armholes. You can put your arms out through it, but there's no like sleeves, and it goes down to her knees. And my girlfriend's like 5'10", so it's huge.
Those ultra long hoodie sweater things are very in these days.
Are they?
They're very cozy.
It's the ugliest thing I've ever seen. She also has a shirt that her mom got her in Alaska that goes down to her knees, and her sister has it too. Because when you're sisters, you can't buy one sister thing and one sister the other.
You both get the same thing, and it's double XL.
And these are a very ugly version of Seafoam.
Really?
And they have a bear on them.
I don't hate it.
And they say barely awake. And then it says Alaska. It's like one of those from those kitschy shops or whatever. And she loves this shirt. And I'm like, Nat, that is the ugliest shirt I've ever seen in my life. But I love it.
Adam Wilde got me a shirt for my birthday. I can't say what it says on it, but it's only a sleep shirt. I can't wear it out in public. If you want to see it, it's on my Instagram.
This is just a plug to get people to your Instagram.
You spoke over me. I gotta say my thing again. At On Air TJ, if you want to see the shirt.
Jax, what other ugly thing can you top those slippers?
So my aunt gave me a pajama set a couple of years ago.
What's it
because
look like?
I'm 33 and I need a pajama set. They're like Ralph Lauren, so like I don't have anything that nice.
No, but I mean, are they long or are they short?
Oh no, the reason I kept them is because of the brand, but they are actually incredibly comfortable. They're plaid. It's a plaid set, but they're about three sizes too small for me. So soft, but they look like a second skin.
Yeah,
like a plaid skin. And I didn't have the heart to be like, I'm not eight anymore, and my body is different. But I still wear them because they're so comfortable.
There's somebody saying, hey, I don't care what, this is from Newmarket, I don't care what anyone says, Uggs are the most comfortable footwear I've ever worn in my life, and I will never stop wearing them. And yes, I'm talking about the classic short booties that were popular in 2009. Remember when people would wear those to like high school? And it's like, you're not supposed to wear that when it's rainy outside.
And they were like dirty on the bottom. Yeah. Filthy. Yeah. Yeah.
The heel was all worn down.
Yeah.
999-99 to text. What's your ugliest thing?
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Ugliest thing that you own. Ugliest thing that you own. And you're like, you know what? I don't even care. I'm just embracing the ugly. Jax is in the comfortable footwear.
Yeah, yeah.
And TJ, there's a text message here from the 289. I'm following TJ just because of that shirt Adam bought him for his birthday. It's amazing. We can't say what's on it.
But if you want to check it out, you can go to @onairTJ on Instagram and then follow along with my journey.
You don't? What journey?
Yeah, what journey?
Your journey home to your condo every day?
My journey.
Okay.
What do you know about journeys?
Riveting.
Nothing.
Oh, man, stick around for this great content.
Yeah. Just wait.
So we wanted to know about the ugly stuff you own that you're never getting rid of. What do you got?
From the 289, this one from Kaylin. She says, Crocs, wear them all year round. Crocs are kind of back, though,
I think they're
right?
Cool, aren't they?
Crocs are incredibly cool, and I hated them forever, and now I have two pairs, and they're unreal. They're my putter and shoes.
I have never owned a pair of Crocs.
Oh, it'll change your life. I slept on them for way too long.
Okay.
Yeah, if Post Malone is wearing Crocs, I think they're cool now.
Wow.
For the 905, I have a Grumpy Cat t-shirt. That's a sleep shirt for sure, right?
Yeah. You know, though, if you hang on to that shirt long enough, it's going to become retro.
Oh, for sure.
That's true.
Yeah.
Like Grumpy Cat, because they're not making Grumpy Cat merchandise anymore because Grumpy Cat died, right? So it's one of those things where we can, you know, if you save that and then you vintage thrift that thing,
the pandemic
worth a lot of money.
All.
I forgot that Grumpy Cat died.
Yeah,
that
he died in the pandemic.
Just really bummed me out.
Wasn't COVID, thankfully.
Yeah. From the 6th.
What?
No, I mean,
it wasn't.
I mean, it's true.
He was old.
Why, that's so funny.
Well, the text lines blow it up.
Yeah. Somebody says, I have a, I'm not going to say that word, but I have a brown Sherpa fuzzy sweater. My husband won't let me go anywhere, or won't go anywhere with me when I wear it.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
I don't know what that would look like. I'm trying to imagine
comfy.
That in my head. Comfy.
Really? Yeah.
I'm imagining it like one of those old 70s couches in your grandparents' basement that are kind of fuzzy, like the carpet.
Oh, yeah.
And you're like, why did everything in the 70s get fuzzy?
Yeah.
I don't get it.
Also, what was this sunken couches? And when can we bring them back?
Yeah.
I love the idea of a sunken couch.
Sunken living rooms?
From the 289, I have those Vibram five-toe barefoot shoes where it's basically a glove for
your
foot.
No, I need to talk to this person because where are you going in these glove shoes?
You can run in the woods and it won't affect you.
There was the thing at the time was they sold you on the fact that it was supposed to be better for your feet.
Yeah.
And that has since been disproven, but it doesn't mean that they're not good to wear. It's just, they used to be like, well, it'll change the way you walk. It technically won't.
It makes me feel like you're going to climb a tree or something. You know what I mean?
It does look a little like you're a spy or like you're hiding something, you know? Last one here from the 226. I have a Roots sweater jumpsuit thing. It's the most unflattering, comfiest thing ever, especially in the winter. My husband says I look like a giant baby, and he hates it.
I forgot about my mom made me a felt onesie when I was a little girl.
Oh, yeah.
Custom made. She sewed it.
Did it
and
have
it had Tweety Bird on it, and it was the ugliest.
It had Tweety Bird.
It was a felt Tweety, because she had to sew it, because I was a bigger girl. So I had to get a custom made onesie, but she was like, what kind of onesie do you want? I was like, I want felt, Mom. I want a felt Tweety Bird suit. And I wore it for so long.
Is it still around?
Don't worry about it.
Virgin Mornings
with What's Trending.
And this is What's Trending right now.
This hour of What's Trending is brought to you by Cineplex.
Oh.
Cineplex has introduced CineClub, the Movie Lovers Monthly Membership for $9.99 a month plus tax. If you love movies, CineClub is for you. Join at cineclub.ca. Canada was just named one of the top 10 most affordable countries in the world to lead a healthy lifestyle. This was conducted by Pure Gym, a UK-based gym chain. The study found that Canada is the 8th cheapest country in the world to lead a healthy lifestyle. Nice. Researchers analyzed the average price of basic healthy food items like fruits, vegetables, and protein, a monthly gym membership, and activewear in nearly 100 different countries. The costs were weighted against the country's national average salary, revealing just how affordable it is. The top spot goes to Denmark, and the U.S. ranked at number 2. which was unsuspected, they said, given the popularity of fast food culture in the U.S.
Oh, interesting.
It is interesting. But I guess you have to imagine, it's a lot of people there, right? So, like, yeah. As popular as fast food is, it's also, you know, there's a lot of gyms. There is a lot of ways to afford a gym membership. And that's what it's based on. Happy Taylor Swift Day!
Yay!
Taylor's Red, Taylor's version, is out as of today. Also, they're going to be doing a short film, All Too Well, with some of the cast from Stranger Things. That's coming out tonight at 7 p.m. That's like 10 minutes long. She's also going to be performing on SNL this weekend.
Woo!
Including her 10-minute version of All Too Well. So it's Taylor Fest.
It's Taylor season.
We were talking off air that she has one more album left to re-record, right? With 1989?
Mm-hmm.
Unless
I think so.
One? I do believe it's one more, yeah.
Yeah, because
the Swiftie,
the Reputation album was the first one she did without Big Machine and Scooter Braun.
Actually, I think Reputation
was the
last one.
Yeah, I think Reputation is still under Scooter. Really?
It's not. Not Scooter Braun. What was his name? Scott Borchetta.
Scott Borchetta.
Yeah, no. That was the first one that she did on her own.
The Borscht Dog.
Yeah, Borschy Borscht.
That's what his friend's called.
Driving the Borscht in the Porsche. All right.
Okay, all right. Move on.
80% of downtown Toronto office employees are still working from home. It's kind of weird how they did this, but essentially they use cell phone data to monitor worker and visitor movement as they come into and out of key employment areas known as business districts in Toronto and the GTA. And using this data, they found that the financial district was hit the hardest in terms of daily worker visits, which is down a staggering 77% since 2019. But in September, it was 80%, 79.9% below pre-pandemic traffic. So it's getting a little bit better, but still not great. It's weird, though, because before you hear that, perceptually, you feel like everybody is coming back to the city.
Well, it looks like it. And I think the problem here is there's a couple things going on. First off, traffic is back to, they say it's about 80% of what it was now.
Oh, good.
But part of the issue is obviously Metrolinx has had to suspend a few routes because of people not wanting to get their vaccine. So they have a staffing shortage.
Yeah.
So more people are having to take their cars. So traffic seems crazier. On top of that, I believe I think we're bringing everybody back to work here because we have literally this building has been our playground for 18 months.
Yeah, we're gonna have to quiet down.
Yeah. We can walk through the halls and yell. You could honestly, you could throw a baseball or a football down the hall and not hit anyone here. I think in January everybody's coming back.
That'd be cool.
Kind of cool, right? You get to see people.
It's also important to note that a lot of restaurants throughout the financial district and obviously other areas of the GTA have struggled immensely because people are still not back. So
the path.
If you're able to do so, support your local businesses.
That's right.
And that's what's trending. I'm TJ.
Another keyword for you to live rent-free coming in 2 songs at 8 o'clock.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Not sure if you saw the video, but Jeff Bezos, the second richest man in the world, almost got caught up in Mr. Steal Your Girl. Leonardo DiCaprio's web.
Don't call him that.
Leonardo DiCaprio, this is the thing, right? Mm-hmm. Leonardo DiCaprio is the kind of sexy where it doesn't matter how much money you have. Literally, it doesn't matter how much money you have.
Yeah.
Because he has it. Yeah. All of it. Jeff Bezos' girlfriend was still looking up at him and Leo was still looking down at her. And it's a very, now they're friends, right?
Yeah,
so this
they're
making a joke of this. But her name's Lauren Sanchez. She was a television personality as well. Did quite well on her own. And anyway, long story short, they were kind of at a film gala over the weekend in Los Angeles. And people couldn't help but notice that Jeff Bezos' girlfriend, Lauren Sanchez, appeared to be fixated on Leonardo DiCaprio.
He's a god.
Now,
Jeff Bezos?
Yeah, and this went viral on the internet over the weekend. And then over this week, it sort of continued. So Jeff Bezos posted a picture of him shirtless. And by the way, Jeff Bezos is now jacked.
He's now jacked Bezos?
Jacked Bezos.
Yeah, you can buy abs.
He's shirtless, and he just does a video. He's like, Leo, come over here. I want to tell you something.
Don't do that.
And then basically he's holding a sign. I guess it's like right near a sign where it's like danger, fatal drop, like one of those ones you see on the Scarborough Bluff.
Oh, good. He's threatening Leonardo DiCaprio.
Yeah, so come on over here and fall off this cliff.
Isn't it the best when monsters are like, I have a personality?
I was going to say, can we just go back where he's just a monster that we don't know much about and we just hate?
I was thinking about it in my house yesterday.
Yeah.
And I'm like, it doesn't matter what you say or what you do or how much you've accomplished or how much money you have. Like,
doesn't matter.
You could buy everything. He's got more money than certain countries.
Yeah.
Leonardo DiCaprio would still be
able to come in and steal your girl.
And you'd accept that. And you'd respect that.
I think
that.
You have yeah. to. Like, yeah. I was talking to my girlfriend about it, and she was like, yeah, like.
Yeah.
It's like, she's like, are you telling me if Rihanna said, don't tell anyone, that you would say no? And it's like, you know, if nobody was going to find out.
He makes a very interesting point.
Tough to say no. So my question to you is,
okay.
Who is that person for you and who is that person for your partner? Who are you pretty sure that if nobody were to find out, your partner would be like, well, just this once. What's the big deal?
Val would leave me in a heartbeat for Ryan Reynolds.
Oh, yeah.
It's not even.
He's so
he's
good,
pretty
though.
Great.
Naughty, and I wouldn't blame her.
Yeah.
And I would accept it.
Sometimes you're like, he's better.
Yeah, he just is in every facet of life. There's not one thing I have on Ryan Reynolds.
No.
Not one, Adam. And I think, I don't know if she would be totally cool with it, but I think Dua Lipa's on the table for me.
Yes.
Because I know that whenever, and I think I've told the story, that whenever I'm on my phone and like Dua Lipa pops up on my Instagram, I'll hear under her breath go, oh, of course, Dua Lipa.
Yeah. Dua Lipa is ridiculous.
It's always her. It's always her.
Jax?
Michelle would leave me for Rihanna, for sure.
Like, yeah?
She would be like, goodbye. You've been great. Yeah. You're funny.
Mm-hmm. We had a good run.
Would she take Reggie or would you get to keep Reggie?
She did. Wherever her and Rihanna are going, they don't need Reggie.
Okay.
Reggie's not going. Reggie's
not
going.
What about you?
I would say Rihanna as well. I would say Rihanna as well.
I love
Rihanna. Rihanna makes me nervous. Like, Rihanna makes me incredible, like, blush.
Yeah.
But also on that list is Dua Lipa, and I've interviewed her a couple times, and the last time was over Zoom, and I'm glad it was because I was blushing the entire time. She's just, like, heavenly. You know people who are just as good as they are hot? Like, good people?
Yeah, she seemed, I remember I met her that first time you interviewed her.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, question to you. 999, 999. Oh, we got a few coming in. My boyfriend knows, by the way, this is from Burlington, that I would hit up Harry Styles in a heartbeat.
Oh, I would sleep with Harry Styles. Oh, yeah. There we go.
From Hamilton, Zac Efron for me. Amelia Clark from Game of Thrones for him.
This one from the 289. My husband is well aware that if Chris Evans walked into my life today, my kids would have a new dad.
Oh, yeah.
That's the kind of, this is what I want to know. So 999 999 to text 416-872-9999. Now, I will say this. Okay, so we're going to play a new song from this artist.
Okay.
When I interviewed this person, and I interviewed them a couple times on the phone, so I wasn't expecting, I was like, it's just another interview. Yeah. When this person walked into the room, took my breath away.
Really?
Not kidding. They have a presence unlike anybody else I've ever met in my entire life. Taylor Swift. And I know everybody's laughing.
No, I bet.
There is something about Taylor Swift where you're like, oh my God.
Magnetic.
Absolutely.
Yeah, yeah.
And here's her newest song. It's called Message in a Bottle from her brand new album, Red, which is out today.
Woo.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
So, there's that one person where if nobody knew, you'd totally hook up with them even though you're in a relationship. For Jeff Bezos' girlfriend, it's got to be Leonardo DiCaprio, and they made a big joke about it online. And it goes to show that, like, yeah, money matters to a point, but you can't fight the Leonardo DiCaprio. Like, you just can't. I don't know. There's something about him. I don't know why.
He's charming.
He's beautiful.
That helps.
Beautiful helps. So, our question to you was, who was it for you? And some of the text message we have, they are... I mean, I don't. Is greasy the word? Is dirty the word? What do we
greasy
say about these?
Greasy's a good one.
Woo! Some people are getting hot today.
But I'll read you the ones that are on the less greasy side.
Okay.
Why?
From the 647. I'd auction my boyfriend for a date with Justin Bieber, and my boyfriend knows his place.
I respect that. I respect that.
From the 519. My boyfriend and I both agree that Ariana Grande could get it any day of the week.
Yeah.
I don't blame them. I've got to ask, Producer Leah, can you jump on for this? Who is it for you?
Absolutely. Very easy question. Well, I have two. If I was in a fantasy world where I could pick literally anybody and he would want me back, Michael B. Jordan, of course.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Good call.
Easily.
Good call,
actually, girl. I actually reached out to him.
Yeah.
No, you didn't. Did you slide into his DMs?
Yeah, I did.
What did you say?
Because I knew he was coming into town.
Yeah.
So I said I could be his tour guide. I could show him around.
And?
Did he read it?
No, not even.
Okay.
Which is better, because if he read it and left me on read, that would hurt.
So the next one?
I think JGL. Do we know who that is?
No.
Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
Absolutely.
What is it with him? He seems... That one's
nerdy
an odd one.
Charming.
He's so cute.
Nerdy and Trump. He was like, I thought Adam Driver was going to have the same trajectory because they were trying to pass Adam Driver off as a very attractive, like, Hollywood star for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my.
And he is attractive.
I think, I'm pretty sure my girlfriend would leave me for him out in public. She'd be like, yeah, I'm leaving.
Have you seen his hands?
He looks like an anteater.
Yeah.
No, he's attractive. Maybe not traditionally, but he's attractive. Yeah, I don't like his personality.
I think he's weird, and I think that's hot. Yeah,
I think, I think that people like the raw sort of. He's got like this something bubbling under the surface thing going on.
Have you seen his hands? Deep. Google his hands.
What's up with his hands? Tell me about the hands.
They're humongous. Yeah. Like, they're the biggest hands I've ever seen.
Okay. I have very, very tiny hands.
I don't have big hands.
I have very tiny hands.
Yeah, they're small guys.
I got big hands.
Big heart.
I have big hands.
Got a big head, though. That's hot. Anyway, TJ, what else?
From the 416, I'm straight. My boyfriend knows I would leave him for Halsey.
No, yeah. Halsey's beautiful.
I get the Halsey.
And Halsey's interesting, too. Like, you can have a really good conversation with Halsey.
From the 416, Jason Momoa for me and my husband would totally leave me for Jessica Alba.
Oh, yeah.
Remember Jessica Alba?
Yeah,
Jessica
Remember. Alba. Yeah, she's still around. She's
gorgeous. Yeah, but not as prevalent as she was.
She and her husband, are geniuses, and they are billionaires multi times over now.
Yes, they are.
Especially as an actor, right?
Yeah, she just stopped acting. She was like, you know, I would rather raise my kids and, you know, run my empire. Yeah. I don't know what they do, but it's like they've made a ton of money.
Let's go back to Jason Momoa, though. I agree.
Madison in the 705, that's a good one. Oh, man, if Kristen Stewart hit me up today, I'd leave my girlfriend. LOL. Yep. Kristen was my gay awakening, or gawakening, if you will.
Gawakening.
Is that what it's called?
No, that's not what it's called.
No. Can it be?
No, you don't get to name that. No.
Virgin Mornings
with What's Trending.
And this is what's trending right now.
Match.com put out its annual list of singles in America. It's a study, and here's some highlights from it. And it's important to note, too, that whatever happens down there usually happens up here in the dating world, too, so just assume it applies to Canadians. They found that you don't have to be close to be intimate anymore. 50% of young singles are open to having a long-distance relationship, but it's not appealing to older folks. You guys ever done long-distance? Do you find it appealing?
No. I'm sure when you're young and you're hopeful, you do.
Yeah.
And then you do it, and you're like, ooh.
I did it, and it was charming at first, and then it wasn't as charming.
Not charming.
Val and I did it for a year. It's not fun. But here we are. The second thing you found is hookup culture took a big hit. Only 11% of singles want to date casually. 62% say they're more interested in finding a meaningful, committed relationship. Also, it sounds like video dating is here to stay. 71% said video chatting helped determine if they wanted to meet up for a date in person. 78% of people said they felt romantic chemistry on the Zoom call. Here's the top 10 things that fill us with rage, because what better to bond over than the things we hate? That's according to a new poll of 2,000 people. Starting with number 5, people who don't say please and thank you. Right to jail. Number 4, when you're stuck on hold and have to keep pushing different numbers to get to the right department, and God forbid you press the wrong number and you have to start the whole process over again. Number 3, when someone thinks the rules don't apply to them. That one sounds personal for this survey. Number 2, rude people in general. And the number 1 thing is when someone cuts in line in front of you.
No, the number 1 thing that will be rage-inducing, it's either you or your partner, you do the laundry, and somebody's left a tissue in their pocket.
I am garbage pockets. I've never said that so loud to others, but I'm garbage pockets.
It has to stop.
I have garbage in my pockets.
Straight to jail.
I always have.
Yeah.
And I know it's a burden.
It's a problem.
Mm.
Thank you, Adam.
Feel
Thank
guilty.
You for the space. Thank
Feel
you,
very guilty.
Toronto might see its first snowfall this weekend. They can't say with 100% certainty, though. They did say, after days of rare November sunshine, we could see a pattern change that is on the doorstep for the province. Much colder weather this weekend could also result in bands of lake effect snow, with locally heavy snow totals possible for traditional snow belts. So it sounds like they don't know, and they're just hedging their bets because it's mid-November. They're like, oh, it could happen.
Could?
Yeah, it could not, but it could. And that's what's trending. I'm TJ.
We were talking about earlier things that would, people that you would, if nobody found out, you would definitely hook up with this celebrity for a night, right? Mm-hmm. So we got this text message, and I just thought you'd find this funny. My boyfriend is a babe, but I would love one night with Seth Rogen. He would have me belly laughing into organisms.
Oh, yes, organisms. Yes.
I like a good organism.
Microbes.
Biology class is cool, right?
Yeah. Photosynthesis.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
A 99.9 Virgin Radio.
You know when you wake up and it's Friday and you're like, yeah. And I tell you that it's 12 degrees in November and you're like, yeah.
Shirts
sunny.
Off. Yeah.
And then shirts off. Exactly,
Jax. Tarps off.
And then you're like, man,
nothing could go wrong. And then there's that thing, you're like, oh no, this weekend I have something to be nervous about.
I have plans.
And you spend the entire morning obsessing about the thing that you're nervous about. It's not just having plans, it's those plans that make you anxious because it could go either way.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We got two people in this show right now who are in that boat. Jax and I are going to have a gentle weekend.
Yeah, I'm chilling.
Not even together, we're separate.
No.
Separately gentle. But TJ and producer Leah, I want you to know, if you have a little anxiety going on this weekend, TJ and Leah are just like you. We're going to start with TJ.
Yeah.
And TJ, this is sort of interesting because you and Val have been together like 18 months, but she still hasn't met everybody because of COVID.
Yeah. I don't know if you guys know, there's been a pandemic going on, so it's been hard to introduce her to members of my family. So Val's met like my brothers or my brother, my sister, my parents. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But this weekend, she is getting a little bit deeper. And she's meeting my grandparents.
That's so nice.
And she's meeting my uncle from Halifax and my aunt from Ottawa.
That's so nice. That's going to be fun.
It is, except she's meeting them in a scenario where we're all going to be in the same place at the same time. So there's going to be my uncle, my aunt, my other uncle, my mom, her partner, my brother, his wife, and their two kids who I love dearly, but are the two loudest human beings I've ever met in my entire life. And they're very sweet, but she is just getting thrust into chaos. Mm. So,
see,
I'm a little bit worried.
What I love about this is that Val is probably not worried. She's probably like a little nervous, but TJ is worried more than she is.
Yeah, yeah. Val's been anxious a day in her life, and I'm just like, ah!
I don't worry for Val, I worry for TJ this weekend. For sure. That's what it is.
What can TJ do here to kind of calm himself?
Drink?
No.
Maybe TJ, not.
No, that's not going to help.
First off, your girlfriend is cool as hell, so I think that's fine, right?
Family's good. Oh, no, I'm not worried about Val meeting them. I'm worried about me, because the problem is once I get around enough members of my family and they get me wound up, it's like, okay, it's time for the show to start, and then I start doing bits. And Val even, like, pulled me aside and was like, how many bits are you going to do this weekend?
Wait. So you're not nervous of Val meeting your family. You're nervous of Val meeting you when you're around your family.
Precisely, yes.
Ah, okay, I got it.
Yeah, that's right. There's you, and then there's around family you.
There's TJ, and there's Tyler.
Yeah. Let it Tyler, let it melt, man. Whatever happens, happens. You know what? When people are around family, it's okay. Whatever happens, Val's going to accept you. She loves you.
The other one that we have going on is producer Leah. And you may have heard us talk about it this week, but tonight, her boyfriend, RJ, is going to meet her parents.
That's right.
Who have flown in from Jamaica. What are their names again? We've never even asked their names.
No.
First names.
Peter and Sharon Abrahams.
No.
Yeah. Producer Peter and producer Sharon.
Oh, they'd love that. Although they never help with the show.
No. But what's interesting is that RJ's nervous.
Yeah. Yeah.
But your mother is more nervous.
My mother's very nervous. Right now, they're shaking, all of them.
Really?
Yeah, everybody's so nervous.
Now, the story you brought in this morning, I love this. So, can I tell this story?
can I tell this story? It's fine.
All right. So, RJ does the right thing. He goes, what kind of wine does producer... Yeah. I keep calling
producer dad.
She's just Leah. What kind of wine do your parents like? And how did your father respond? I love this.
Yeah, he didn't even ask why I'm asking. Oh, I guess he just already knows. And he's like, if you're asking my preferred taste, it's an expensive one.
It's called Camus.
It's called Camus, and it's $110.
Attaboy. Do it. Yeah.
LCBO.
And the reason I know Camus is because Natalie's parents really like Camus as well, and so does Natalie.
Okay. And have you ever purchased Camus for your...
Oh, yeah.
For Natalie?
Yeah. Listen, it's... I have. Uh-huh. And there's another one, Craftworks, which is less money. Mm-hmm. But people really love that one too. So you gotta get the wine choice right.
I respect producer Peter. I think that he should make it work. Uh-huh. Make RJ work.
Honestly, if I was producer Peter, I'd make RJ stomp his own grapes and then bring it in the bottle.
Wow.
Yeah,
I thought Yellowtail was gonna make it.
No.
Just fine. You can get that at Loblaws.
No, my mother would be upset.
Nice bottle of Jackson Triggs.
Yeah.
Look, I brought Wayne Gretzky wine.
Ice wine.
The great one, like me.
Virgin Morning.
With What's Trending.
And this is what's trending right now.
Ray the Laugh, Canada is one of the top 10 affordable countries to lead a healthy lifestyle.
That's great.
Yeah, we did it. This was conducted by Pure Gym, a UK-based gym chain. And they found that Canada is the 8th cheapest country in the world to lead a healthy lifestyle. They base this on the price of basic healthy items like fruits, vegetables, and protein, a monthly gym membership, and activewear in nearly 100 countries. It was also weighted against the country's national average salary. The top spot went to Denmark. Ah, Denmark.
Every time, Denmark.
And the U.S. came in second, which they said they were surprised about because of its heavy fast food culture.
Yeah. Yeah, they're also like the hustle culture, too.
Yeah. Well, there's just so many people that live in the States, right?
Yeah.
It's like 150 million, right?
360 million.
That was close.
They are 10 times.
Sarah, TJ.
They are quite literally 10 times the size of Canada.
Yeah.
Just about TJ.
You know? You know what they say about TJ? He's really good with numbers and guessing.
Good.
Hey, happy Taylor Swift Day!
Hey! Yay!
Taylor's version of Red is out today, as is a short film called All Too Well. With some of the cast from Stranger Things, who, if believe it or not, are all in their mid-30s now. Taylor is also going to be performing on SNL this weekend, performing the 10-minute version of All Too Well. So good for her. I think we were talking about this. I think there's two more albums she has left to re-record, 1989 and Reputation.
Yep.
So waiting on those. I'm so excited for 1989.
It's going to be incredible. You love 1989.
Front to back, that's my favorite Taylor Swift album.
TJ's a Swiftie, you're just learning, by the way. Like an actual big Swiftie.
Yeah, we're going to play that new song all day, by the way.
We are. iHeartRadio World Premiere.
Were you
going to
say that? Did I just jump
No,
in?
No, no.
No, we are.
Glad you did, because I would have forgot.
It's called Message in a Bottle. We played it about an hour and a half ago. It should be coming up here in Shannon Burns' show.
Does it sound like the police?
It does not sound like the police.
Good joke.
No.
80% of downtown Toronto office employees are still working from home. How they got this data is a little weird, but essentially they use cell phone data to monitor worker and visitor movement as they come in and out of key employment areas known as business districts.
Cool.
A little creepy. Using this data, they found that the financial district was hit the hardest in terms of daily worker visits, which is down 77% since 2019.
Damn. Okay.
And it's up since September. In September, it was 79.9. So despite that, the roads are busy all the time. And what were you saying? It's at 80% traffic right now?
They're saying that about 80%. And the reason for that partially is because Metrolinx has had to pare back on their bus and GO train service because of understaffing, because people won't get a vaccine. And there's some other issues as well, like with public transit. And a lot of people are like, I'm not sure I'm comfortable taking public transit yet, given after, you know, everything that happened with COVID. Although they tell you it's safe. So the roads are more full than they normally would have been.
Also, that on top of that, a lot of construction is still not wrapped up when they anticipated it to. Yeah. So there's a lot of construction making things more congested.
I'm shocked about that. That construction is affecting the drive and the GTA.
Mm-hmm.
It's unbelievable.
Yep.
And that's what's trending.
Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.